thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, patient viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itauca Cable Vision, and Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable, in Santini de Paraguay, Channel 30. In Orteca, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Iridunet City, Channel Z26 on El Caltinger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Timori Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhan Olt Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Otoos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chai Yi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Chai Yi City, Channel 97 on CYC C8TV Cable Company.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iranian and Kuwaiti hospitals collaborate to offer free medical care. In community news, a Guatemalan district reaches its literacy goals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 3rd, is the birthday of Nobel Peace Prize laureate, the Most Reverend Bishop Carlos Felipe Ximenes Bello, who was born in Walikama, East Timor, now Timor-Leste, in 1948. His Excellency, along with the current President of Timor-Leste, His Excellency Dr. José Hamas Horta, was honoured with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1996 for his efforts to bring about a harmonious and just resolution to the situation in his home country. His devoted participation helped lead the way to independence for Timor-Leste in 2002. Our gratitude, Your Excellency, Most Reverend Bishop Carlos Felipe Ximenes Bello, for your loving dedication to the Timorese. May you be blessed with a joyful birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. With some 3 million citizens who have been impacted by the January 12th earthquake in Haiti, at least 1 million are estimated to be homeless. Even as the United Nations World Food Programme and others have boosted efforts to distribute food and provide shelter, officials state that it is still difficult to determine the scope of assistance needed. What is clear is that many are still desperately trying to survive.
My house gonna break. You know, my family to die, you know. But so I see some people are American from here to help new. I'm glad to see new, but coming in my country.
Supreme Master Qinghai has been watching the situation in Haiti with concern, and since the immediate aftermath, has been sending financial aid so far in the sum of $60,000. She asked our association members to go help those most in need, giving special attention to assisting the wounded and surgical victims. Our association members from around the world have been contributing funds as well, bringing the current total to more than $259,000. This could acquire $9.2 million in supplies if bought in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. With most members covering all travel expenses, our association's relief teams have continued to expand in numbers and specialties to provide food and medical relief in Carrefour and into remote areas that had not yet been helped.
Over the past several weeks, the teams have been treating injured earthquake victims at the Adventiste Hospital in Carrefour in collaboration with other volunteers. Supreme Master Television's correspondent tells us more about our association's activities there.
Estamos en la clínica enfrente del Hospital Adventiste, y lo que acaban de ver es un grupo de doctores que sale diariamente a atender enfermos que no tienen la facilidad de entrar a las clínicas. Como pueden ver, estamos a punto de ver un campamento donde están más de 100 personas durmiendo, entre doctores y ayudantes que han estado día a día al pie del lago. Los doctores están orillados a estar operando dentro de las casas de campaña, ya que no hay espacio dentro del hospital. Como pueden ver, detrás de mí están las casas de campaña donde están los heridos que ya han sido curados y están en recuperación. El equipo de la Maestra Suprema ha estado distribuyendo diariamente lunch y comida para la gente que está aquí.
With patients already weakened by injuries, stress, and lack of food and water, our association's relief team has had the opportunity to cook and deliver more than 2,000 nutritious vegan meals daily from the hospital's kitchen.
Como pueden ver, el equipo de la Maestra Suprema que llegó anoche está repartiendo comida a toda la gente que está dentro de las tiendas de campaña. Estamos aquí dentro del hospital con todos estos niños que están muy emocionados por recibir su comida.
Wherever the relief team goes, recipients are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's meaningful aid.
Yeah, I see that son, kids need the food, breads like that to eat, you know. But he lot, he very lot because he hungry. He said thank you.
Para la televisión de la Maestra Suprema desde Haití.
To the governments, groups, and individuals sending aid or in Haiti, we thank you for your selfless efforts. Our appreciation also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai, who has quickly extended her love and support, and to our association's relief team members from across the globe. We pray for the full restoration of Haiti and her people to stable day-to-day lives, and that such events are minimized as more people join in considerate ways of living.
Lives lost to winter storm in Oklahoma. Over 79,000 homes and businesses were still without power on Monday, February 1st, after an ice storm struck in the southwestern and other parts of the U.S. state last weekend, bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rains. The harsh conditions caused 7 traffic and cold-related fatalities. Police attended to 568 storm-related vehicle accidents, including 120 that resulted in injuries.
Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our local association members to please go check on the affected areas and help anyone who might be desperately in need, such as the injured or elderly without caregivers. She added that funds would be available if necessary. We appreciate the timely help of the Oklahoma police, and we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones, as we wish the injured and all the storm affected a soon restoration of their regular daily lives, and that such dangerous conditions are alleviated through our adoption of kinder, gentler ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Musical artists shine at the Grammys. The 52nd Grammy Awards, held in Los Angeles, USA on the evening of Sunday, January 31st, celebrated this year's achievements of musicians such as distinguished American vocalist Beyoncé, whose 6 awards set a record for most Grammys won in a year by a female. Country singer Taylor Swift became the youngest artist at age 20 to win the prized Album of the Year Award for her CD Fearless. Vegan vocalist Jason Mraz won 2 Grammys, with other honors going to American musical artist Lady Gaga, the Black Eyed Peas, Kings of Leon, and many more. The evening was also filled with all-star performances, including multi-Grammy-winning American singer Mary J. Blige, performing a duet with famed Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, with sales of their tribute song to Haiti going toward funds for quake-stricken residents.
A tribute was also offered to the late legendary pop star Michael Jackson, as renowned singers Celine Dion, Jennifer Hudson, Smokey Robinson, Carrie Underwood, and Usher performed his eco ballad Earth Song. His 2 children, Prince Michael and Paris Jackson, also accepted Michael Jackson's Lifetime Achievement Award, with 12-year-old Prince Michael saying, "To all his songs, his message was simple, love. We will continue to spread his message and help the world." We join in applause for the honorees and indeed all the musical talent at this year's Grammy Awards. May your stars continue to light our way to inspiration and unity through the universal language of music.
UK officials recommend stringent alcohol measures. A recent report by the Royal College of Physicians and Britain's National Health Service, or NHS, Confederation showed a 47% rise over the past 5 years, with currently 1 in 5 people being admitted to hospitals due to alcohol-related illnesses. With almost 1 million alcohol-related hospital admissions per year, the report stated, alcohol misuse in Britain is at a level where it constitutes a public health epidemic.
Moreover, the state-funded NHS, which provides free healthcare for Britons, may have spent as much as $37.1 million due to excessive drinking in one night this past New Year's Eve. NHS Confederation Chief Executive Steve Barnett stated, "We hope this report acts as a warning that if we carry on drinking in the way that we are currently, the bar bill will be paid in worse health and a health system struggling to cope."
Mr. Barnett, Royal College of Physicians, and the National Health Service Confederation, our earnest appreciation for your work that brings more to light on alcohol's damaging effects. May such findings motivate us toward actions that protect our own and loved ones' precious health.
Russia campaigns to reduce alcohol consumption. With more than 23,000 people in the country losing their lives every year to alcohol poisoning, along with some 500,000 fatalities due to related diseases, crimes, and accidents, the Russian government has launched a campaign to lower alcohol consumption 50% by 2020.
The national plan, supported by both Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, includes advertising restrictions, pricing changes, stricter measures for sales violations, elimination of illegal alcohol market, and general promotion of a healthier lifestyle. You have our heartfelt and respectful thanks, Your Excellencies, for your commitment to safeguarding the lives of fellow citizens. Blessed be such initiatives in restoring the vitality and happiness of the beautiful Russian people across the land.
Benefits of alcohol bans.
Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
American teen, youngest person ever to ascend world's highest summits. At age 17, Johnny Collinson from Utah, USA, has successfully climbed the seven summits, or the highest peak of each continent, within 1 year. Johnny joins a group of only about 200 others who have accomplished this feat as he reached the top of Denali in Alaska, USA, Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, Eurasia's Mount Elbrus, Aconcagua in South America, Indonesia's Kartens Pyramid, Mount Everest in Tibet, and Antarctica's Vinso Massif.
Speaking of his journey, Johnny said that he was most appreciative for what he had learned about different cultures as well as the way people treat the environment. He urged other youth to appreciate nature and pursue their dreams. Bravo and our admiration, Johnny Collinson, for your remarkable achievement. Heaven bless your continued noble endeavors as you strive for ever loftier goals.
Save our planet. Antarctic glaciers' tipping points could be looming closer. A new study from a team of British scientists collaborating from Oxford and Cambridge universities has found that global warming-related changes to aspects of Antarctic glaciers known as grounding lines are speeding ice sheet disintegration, which is forecast to bring significant global sea level rise.
Noting that in 2004, Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier was already melting 25% faster than 30 years previously, the researchers state that this glacier likely passed a tipping point in 1996. If the same happens to neighboring Thwaite Glacier, the world could easily be facing increased sea levels of 52 centimeters. Lead author Dr. Richard Katz of Oxford University's Department of Earth Sciences cautioned of a further disintegration, that of the entire western Antarctic shelf, as he stated, "The volume of ice locked up in the West Antarctic ice sheet is equivalent to a sea level rise of about 3.3 meters. Our model shows how instability in the grounding line, caused by gradual climatic changes, has the potential to reach a tipping point where disintegration of the ice sheet could occur." He concluded by saying, "We should be concerned about tipping points in West Antarctica, and we should do a lot more work to investigate."
Dr. Katz and all collaborating scientists at Oxford and Cambridge universities, we appreciate your insights into the impact of global warming on the ice sheets of the Antarctic. May humanity realize now the growing urgency of our situation and adopt lifestyles that save our planet.
Concerned for the welfare of all beings, Supreme Master Qinghai once again spoke of the crisis of our warming Earth as well as a way to avert it during an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegan. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegan diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. New plant species found in 2009. According to the United Kingdom's Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew, the more than 300 different species include palms and rainforest trees, rare orchids, fungi, wild coffees, and others, and were discovered in locations that ranged from Africa to South America, the Middle East, Southern Asia, and Western Australia.
However, it is believed that a third of these recent finds are already endangered. For example, one South African aquatic plant belonging to an ancient family of ferns dating back to more than 150 million years is at risk of disappearing due to global warming-related drying of its native lands. We thank Royal Botanic Gardens for sharing these newly found natural wonders. With heaven's grace, may such irreplaceable beauty continue to flourish through our thoughtful respect for the environment.
Save our planet. Governor David Paterson of New York, USA, announces a plan to install photovoltaic systems across the state with a goal of 45% sustainable energy by 2015.
Save our planet. The Mekong Delta Development Research Institute reports that regional rice mills in Olac or Vietnam could supply an estimated 4 million tons of otherwise discarded rice husk to be used as fuel for thermoelectric plants.
Save Our Planet, Bahrain joins a regional water governance program for Arab states, sponsored by the United Nations Development Program to provide support and improved management of the country's scarce water resources.
Save Our Planet, a collaborative study from 9 universities in Europe, finds that chemical fertilizers and pesticides cause widespread destruction to biodiversity, including disturbance of natural biological control, while organic farming nurtures these qualities, allowing wildlife to thrive.
It's Mirabel here with my friend Laguna. Hi everyone! Mirabel and I are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life, and we're both vegan.
We have an animal friend tip of the day.
In case of an emergency situation, it's a good idea to have signs in your home to alert rescue personnel as to how many animal companions you have.
You can order pet safety packs online with window decals which give that information.
They could help save a life.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan. A Formosan or Taiwanese costume parade promotes the veg diet. More than 150 people in Taipei took part in a lively gathering promoting Meatless Mondays. They distributed fresh fruit and vegetables and flyers to shops and pedestrians along the way in support of a plant-based lifestyle. Many children and vegetarian advocates dressed as fruit and vegetables proclaim Meatless Mondays for a healthier life and Meatless Mondays to save the planet. Organizations such as the Formosan or Taiwanese Cancer Society in the Meimen Qigong and Culture Center all participated.
美门养生学院在推广的就是健康养生吃素环保救地球。我是一只梅花鹿，动物是我们的朋友，不是我们的食物，请大家不要再吃肉了。
Afterwards, a book exhibition entitled A Meatless Diet and Health was held. The Minister of Health in Formosa, His Excellency Yang Qilang, is planning to publish a vegetarian handbook this year to serve the growing number of people adopting the plant-based diet.
用谷物啊，我们吃素哈，可以养3个人到4个人的。如果变成肉的话，只能养1个人。所以啊，不是只有自己的健康啊，为了这个公平正义啊，为了人类的和平，那么让大家都可以温饱。
Our hats off to you, Meatless Monday participants. Our special appreciation, Your Excellency, Minister Yang Qilang, and all organizations joining the veg effort. May citizens of more and more countries take part in the solution to safeguard the earth and billions of lives by transitioning to a vegan diet today.
In good governance news, Iranian and Kuwaiti hospitals collaborate to offer free medical treatment. The Parsian Hospital in Tehran is working together with the 200-bed Al-Saad Medical Center in Kuwait to provide complementary medical care to Iranian nationals presently staying in Kuwait. The service is also available to Kuwaiti citizens
who have obtained a health insurance certificate from the Iranian embassy in Kuwait. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Parsian Hospital Assad Medical Center and Iranian embassy for your gracious joint endeavor. May the peace-loving citizens of both nations be blessed with vibrant well-being and happiness. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Cuban method and instructors help Guatemalans reach their literacy goals. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More very cool news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an aesthetic world. In community news, a Guatemalan district reaches its literacy goals. San Cristobal, a Casa Grastan, and central El Progreso province has become the first municipality with 100% literacy in the nation. This was achieved with the assistance of the Yes, I Can method developed by Cuba. The mayor of San Cristobal, a Casa Grastan, the Honorable Jeanette Ordonez, lauded the work of the many Cuban advisors who had helped make this project successful. Kudos Cuban instructors, the Honorable Mayor Jeanette Ordonez, and dedicated participants of the program. May many lives be enhanced by this wonderful endeavor.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Gaelic entitled Question Time.
Near of Ader ag Olive Kalasha, Akter Fiera, Grav Kandin Adalti, Danukden Rong, Duntriu Urth the Shakton. Thul a Kraithnig an Rong, Kuig Shay Timple an Shomra, a Kur Keshna an Adalti, Puilecht an Lame. Arnoi, Rinishe Kincha, Kesht Akur ar an Dalta Shub. Agus Kaya Vien ar Orber na Choraki, de Thayer Hrod Aller, Artha an Olive. Nila is Agam, Artha an Dalta. Da Jukfa an Aume, Oshun Mach Grieve, Shans Gamek Isagot, Artha an Olive. Nil Shay Shinfear, Artha an Dalta. Ni Tugum Ara ar Bit Ria Varenov.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thanks to Supreme Master Television staff. I called Supreme Master Television last month to ask to watch this channel on my iPhone, and now I can. Thanks so much for your concern and effort. It's very touching for me because I know this is hard technical work. Thanks again to all staff for making my wish come true. God bless you always. Krishna from Phoenix, USA.
Kind Krishna, we are so glad you are now able to access Supreme Master Television from your iPhone, wishing you many hours of viewing delight. May heaven's light shine on you and your truth-seeking American co-citizens.
If you have a heartline today, please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with inner peace and radiance.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Georgian Reintegration Minister Timur Yakubashvili announces a change in relations with neighboring South Ossetia and Abkhazia, whereby military intervention is being replaced with peaceful resolution and increased cooperation.
The First Ladies of Cyprus, Lebanon, and Albania launched the International Circle of Dignitaries to encourage greater awareness, prevention, and care for the genetic blood disorder, thalassemia.
In an effort to promote healthy living, Mayor Anatoly Pakomov of Sochi, Russia, banned smoking in the resort city's parks, public gardens, beaches, schools, hospitals, and cultural institutions.
His Royal Highness Prince Harry participates in a polo competition to benefit Centebale, a charity he co-founded in honor of his late mother Princess Diana to support orphans and vulnerable children in Lesotho.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with Armenian Foreign Minister Edward Nalbandian, pledging her country's support for the peace process between Armenia and Turkey.
Leading international channel Euronews announces that Turkish service is now available as the channel's ninth continually broadcast language.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announces the donation of $20 million to Afghanistan for material and technical assistance in boosting agricultural sector with such crops as grapes and wheat.
German supermarket chain Lidl recalls two kinds of cheese after tests showed contamination with Listeria, a potentially fatal bacteria that is undetectable to taste or smell.
During a recent visit to Honduras, Formosa's or Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou met with President Porfirio Lobo Sosa, pledging to provide computer hardware and software training services for the country.
U.S. surgeons demonstrate for the first time an artificial muscle system that allows patients with facial paralysis to blink, a development they hope to expand to other parts of the body.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.